We continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Shar Dalet, Perek Yutet. And the Nefesh HaChaim is talking to us about the one who is a Talmid Chacham, who was Mekabel on himself, Ol HaTorah HaKedoshah Lishma, one who learns Torah Lishma. Page Resh Yutet, Rabbi Rachamim. Resh Yud Tet. Veshem Hashem Nikra Alav. That's the title of this perek. One who learns Torah Lishma, one who is Amel Batorah, the name of Hashem is called on him, which means is written on him. One who looks at this person is reminded by the name of Hashem. Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Why is that? Ki haTorah kula shemotav shel haKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a big yesod. Oh, there you go. Wow.
Look at this.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. HaKadosh, wow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. He loves us. Here's a big yesod, which he's going to bring a few quotations from the Zohar and Chazal in the Gemara. The Torah kula shemotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is nothing but names of Hashem. You say Bereshit, Bara, Elokim. You just said three names of Hashem. It's all names of Hashem. Kema'amaram zal. The first proof he brings from the Gemara Brachot Kaf Alef, Minayin leBirkot HaTorah lefanei min HaTorah. Where do we know that saying Birkot HaTorah in the morning before learning, how do we know that that is Mideoraita? Where is there a pasuk that shows us? And the Gemara tells us, Sheneemar, in Parashat Azinu, it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelohenu. When I call out the name of Hashem, give praise to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said. Where do we see here Birkot HaTorah? Eforoim. What's the proof over here? What's the pshat? Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I read the name of Hashem, which means when I learn Torah, Havu Godel Elokeinu, you have to say a bracha. So you see, the Gemara takes for granted that learning Torah means learning Shemotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vechen lamdu sheha'osek b'Torah shchina sheruya imo. Also, Chachamim learned from a pasuk that one who learns Torah, the Shechina dwells with him. Where did the Gemara learn this from? Dichtiv bechol ha'makom asher azkir et shemi avo elecha uberachticha. Any place that my name is mentioned, I will come and I will bless you. So from here we learn that one who learns Torah, the Shechina comes and blesses him. Where does it say he was learning Torah? It says azkir et shemi. When we learn Torah, we mention Hashem's name. Exactly. Absolutely. Very good. Very good. Ubezoar b'midbar, kama chaviva oraita kame kutsha berichu. How precious is the Torah in front of Hashem? Deha becholatar demile deoraita ishtam'u. In any place where words of Torah are being heard, like let's say right now, kutsha berichu v'chol chayalin dile kulehu tzaitin lemilule. Hakadosh Baruch Hu and all his hosts, all his armies, are all listening to the words of Torah that are being said. V'kutshabrichu atele dayara imeh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to dwell with the person who learns Torah. Dichtiv. Once again, the Zohar brings, V'chol ha'makom asher azkir et shemi. Once again, we see that azkir et shemi, mentioning Hashem's name, is referring to learning Torah. And another quote from the Zohar, Beparashat Mishpatim, the kol man de intar orche de oraita vishtadel ba, anyone who guards the ways of the Torah, anyone who keeps the ways of the Torah and he learns it vishtadel ba, klomar mitasek b'Torah, ke man de ishtadal bishma kadisha. Now here it's beferush. The Zohar HaKadosh here says it explicitly. One who learns Torah is learning Hashem's name. Ishtadal bishma kadisha, in the holy name of Hashem. De taninan, because we learned, Oraita Kola Shema Dekucha Berichu. The entire Torah is the name of Hashem. Umande Mishtadel Bake Mande Mishtadel Bishma Kadisha. Begin the Oraita Kola Shema Chad Kadisha Ihi. It's all one name of Hashem, the entire Torah. Shema Ila'a, that is the supernal name. Shema de Kalil Kol Shemahan, it is the name that includes all names. Uman de Gara At Chad Mina, and one who is causing one letter of the Torah to be missing, Keilu Avid Pegimuta Bishma Kadisha, is causing a defect in the name of Hashem. Bidyuk yafeh meod. Chazak uvaruch, and that's exactly what the Ramban, ani asbir, bati lagid etze mamash. That's exactly what the Ramban writes in his Hakdama to the Torah. The Ramban, in his introduction to his commentary on the Torah, he writes that. He says that the reason why, if one letter is missing, we close the Torah, we put it back in, we take out a new one. Makara, what's the problem? And what kind of a letter are we talking about? Let's say, for example, the word otam. Now, many times, the word otam is spelled without the vav, alef taf mem. A little bit over 30 times, you have the word otam spelled maleb, with the vav. If that vav is missing, you have to close the Torah, and you have to take a new one. It's pasul. In many places, it doesn't have the vav. What's the problem? Because it's like a letter is missing from the name of Hashem. Exactly. Kacha masbir haRamban. This is something so important to remember. The Ramban describes that when the Torah was given originally to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chazal explained it was with a black fire on a white fire. And it was all letters. It didn't have any, that's why if you look in the Sefer Torah, it almost resembles that. There's no punctuation, there's no commas, there's no periods. It looks like all one, but now the truth is that the words have space between each word. Chas v'shalom, if there's no space between the words, it's no good. But originally, it all looked like just letters, with no spacing, nothing, no pun. Why? It's like it's all one name of Hashem. It's like you see, you know, a combination of letters and this is the name of Hashem. That's what the Torah is.
Before it was given the Torah.
Yeah. It was all one letters. One exactly. That's what the Ramban writes in his Akdama. Continuing in the Nefesh HaChaim, ube parashat Vayikra, Rabbi Lazar Patach. Ken ze Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Abba. Toda Rabba. Etzli ze resh alef. Az amarti ani kacha. לא, רבי אבא, תודה רבה. שבת שלום וברך. רבי אבא, כל זאת באתנו ולא שכחנוך. On the pasuk in Tehillim, all this came to us, came upon us, and we didn't forget you. So the Zohar HaKadosh explains, what does it mean we didn't forget you? ולאנשינן מילולי אורייתך. We didn't forget the words of the Torah. It says we didn't forget you, and the Zohar explains, we didn't forget the words of the Torah. But it says you. Mikan olifna, from here we learn, kol man de inchi milule oraita. Anyone who forgets words of Torah, vela ba'ele mil eba, and doesn't care to toil in learning Torah, ke ilu inche le kucha berichu. Chas v'shalom, it's like he forgot a kadosh baruch. Why? Once again, the Zohar HaKadosh says, deha oraita kola shema de kucha berichu have, because the entire Torah is the name of Hashem. V'sham daf yutet, דה אורייתא מן דשתדל בה מתעתר באיתרוי דשמא קדישא. One who is מתעסק in the Torah, you know what he's dealing with? He's dealing with the crown of the name of Hashem. דה אורייתא שמא קדישא הוא. Once again, the Zohar HaKadosh says the Torah is the name of Hashem. ומן דשתדל בה, and one who is מתעסק in the Torah, יתרשים ויתעתר בשמא קדישא. The name of Hashem is impressed upon him. The name of Hashem crowns him. Ukeden yeda orchin setimin verazin amikin. And then he knows the hidden ways of the world. Vechen ita beresh parashat shmini, uparashat achare, uparashat emor, beresh parashat korach. the Nefesh HaChaim, with his tremendous vast Bekiut in the Zohar HaKadosh, tells us that in numerous places, this Yesod is written, that it's the name of Hashem. V'lachen, gam mizeh atam amru dekutshabrichu ve'orayit achat. This is the reason why we say, Chazal tell us that the Torah and Hashem are one. Ki hu ushmechadu, because Hashem and His name is one. The entire Torah is one big name of Hashem. Shema kadisha dikutsha berichu mamash zaka'achu lakedem an dezacheba. How fortunate is the share, is the lot of the one who is meritorious to be able to learn the Torah. Man dezacheba oraita zacheb ishma kadisha dikutsha berichu mamash. One who merits to learn Torah has the zechut of being attached to Hashem's name. Rabbi Yehuda, מי זה רשיות?
Rabbi Yosef.
Rabbi Yosef, אף פעם אני אגיד משהו צודק. Rabbi Yosef אומר, בקודשה בריחו ממש זכה. תהו הוא שמי אחד. בקודשה בריחו ממש זכה. Learning Torah means to be זוכה, to be attached to Hashem. Because Hashem and His name is one. So this is the theme of Perek Yutet in Shaar Daled, that Torah is the name of Hashem. ולכן אמר בתנא דבליהו, and therefore it says in Tanat Veliyahu Perek Yud Chet Shekol Misha Oseh Meriva Al Talmid Chacham or Talmid Chachamim Keilu Oseh Meriva Al Misha Amar Vaya Olam. Anyone who rises to make a fight, to make a machloket against a Talmid Chacham, it's just as he rises to make a machloket against Hashem Himself, the Creator. Shene'emar Hu Datan Va'aviram Behatzotam al Hashem. What does it say? It says that Datan va'aviram fought against Hashem. Bruchim abayim, bruchim abayim. Fought against Hashem. Fought against Hashem? He fought against Moshe. Why does it say Behatzotam al Hashem? So the Tanat Veliyahu says, anyone who rises up against a Talmid Chacham, it's like rising up against Hashem. Why is that? Well, after what we learned now in Perek Yutet here, we understand. Because the one who learns Torah, the name of Hashem is upon him. He's a representative of Hashem. Lachen kasher ha'adam ba b'shem Hashem. And therefore, when a person comes with the name of Hashem upon him, hakol yere'im u'mizdazeim imenu. People are fearful of him. People are in awe of him. כמו שכתוב, as it says in פרשת כי תבוא וראו חולה מהארץ, כי שם השם נקרא עליך, ויראו ממך. When they will see that the name of Hashem is inscribed upon you, and that only comes through the study of Torah, ויראו ממך. As it says in the פסוק, כמו שכתוב, כי וי חשק ואפלתהו. Because he desired me, Hashem says, I will save him. Asagevehu ki yada shemi. Ki vichashak, bo yitbarach mamash. He's together with Hashem himself, the one who studies Torah. And in conclusion, he quotes from the Zohar Parashat Balak. Tachaze, kama chavivin inun demishtadle ve'oraita kamekutsha berichu. Come and see how precious and dear and beloved are those who are mitasek in the Torah. In front of Hashem, da'afilu bezim na de dinatalia be'alma, that even in a time when there are dinim in the world, ve'it yehiv reshu lemechabla lechabala, and permission is given to the forces of destruction to lo alenu to destroy, kutsha beruchu pakid leilavayu alinun de kamishtedle de beoraita. Kadosh Baruch Hu warns these forces: do not touch those who are mitasek in Torah. And with that, the Zohar HaKadosh explains the pasuk at the end of Parashat Shoftim, Ki tatsur el ir, when you besiege a city, begin chovehon sagin, because of the sins of the city, come and let me command you how to take care of the people of my household. Lo tashchit et etza, it says in the pasuk, do not destroy the trees. What's the trees? So there are two pirushim here that refer to Talmid Chacham. Da Talmid Chacham, de'iu be'mata, de'iu ilana de'chayet. That's the Talmid Chacham who's in the city, who is the tree of life. Ilana de'yahiv ibin. It's a tree that gives off fruits. You're not allowed to destroy, Hashem says to the Malach HaMashchit, et etza, the tree of this city. Et etza also is, hahu de'yahiv eta lemata, the one who gives etzot. Etza, כמו לשון etza, כן? אותו דבר. The one who gives counsel to the people of the city. ואוליף לן אורחה דיאחון בה. And he teaches the people in the right path to go by. Ve'alda, therefore, lo tashchit et etza lindoach alav garzen. Hashem tells the forces of din, do not destroy them to put upon them garzen lenadcha ale dina, to cast upon them din. Ve'la leoshata lecharba milahata, not to cast upon them a sword. Ki ha'adam etz ha'sade, da ikre adam. Because this Talmid Chacham is called Adam. De ishtemoda elav etata. He is well known in the upper worlds and in the lower worlds. V'chol da pakid kutsha berichu alinun de mishtadle be'oraita. All this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh, is commanding on behalf of those who are mishtadel be'oraita. So, this perek in one sentence, one who learns Torah, the name of Hashem is upon him, because the entire Torah is one big name of Hashem put together. Hashem is a kenu.